two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Dave's just learning of some breaking news right now.
Debbie, this is incredible breaking news. Something that I was not prepared for. Something I didn't think I would ever see. The Millers are selling the Jets. Let that sink in for a minute. The Millers are selling the Utah Jazz. We just got this from Adrian Wojnarowski. The biggest Woj bomb I've ever seen, Debbie. But after 35 years of stewardship, this is according to Woj, the Millers have entered into an agreement to sell the Utah Jazz to Qualtrics founder Ryan Smith. Smith has been, you may know him obviously with Qualtrics, but the patch the Jazz wear, the Five for the Fight, that's a charity patch they wear. He's behind that. Ryan Smith is behind that. Smith, he's 40 years old, Deb. Lifelong Jazz resident, or Utah resident, been a Jazz fan for a very, very long time. His software company sold for a reported $8 billion. And it sounds like the Millers are going to sell the Utah Jazz to Ryan Smith. There's going to be a press conference at 10 o'clock. I am blown away by this.
Okay, so I've got a ton of questions about this. I think a lot of our listeners will want to know as well. Does that mean that the Utah Jazz will be guaranteed to stay in Utah, continue to play at Vivint Smart Home Arena? If they're selling the Jazz to a lifelong Utah resident, this is hopeful. The second question I have is why? Why are they selling? Why now? Was it just was the price right?
Well, you bring up a great point. The price has been right for a very, very long time. The Millers purchased the Jazz. Sorry, I'm going off the top of my head. I want to say $22 million, 35 years ago. Total, they spent $22 million. Forbes has just evaluated the Jazz. They are worth $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion.
Don't you just negotiate a deal and it's that high?
Ooh, I mean, it's wild because years ago, not a ton of years ago, but, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, the Jazz actually moved ownership into a legacy trust. And the Millers were still board of directors over the legacy trust. But this is huge news. Let's bring on Alex Keery with KSL's Unrivaled. Alex, I am just reeling right now. My heart was absolutely in my throat when I heard the Jazz, the Millers are selling the Jazz, because I thought, they're moving them. They're going to move them.
Dave, Alex, can I interrupt you real quick? I just saw a news notification from one of our competitors in the market. Maybe we can confirm this, that ESPN is reporting that the Utah Jazz will be sold for $8 billion.
No.
Do you think that's not an accurate news notification?
That's not within billions.
That doesn't even. Let's see what ESPN is reporting. I'll look it up. What do you think, Alex? The Jazz will clearly stay here, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is I think initially you always want to know. I guarantee that the only reason if Gail Miller ever considered selling the Jazz, the only stipulation that would be ever put down on a piece of paper would be that it stay here. And Ryan Smith is a guy who's had a partnership with the Jazz for a long time. They've been, they've been a massive sponsor for the patch, for the Five for the Fight patch. They've also been, partnership sponsors for a lot of other things. We go into, you know, Vivint Smart Home Arena, it's either Vivint or Qualtrics signs that you see everywhere. So this is a local company. This is a local deal. Ryan Smith, I can almost, without hearing the press conference, it's going to be the number one question, what is going to happen with the team? And they, I think that part of the legacy trust thing as well had to do with the fact that they would keep the team here indefinitely. And I think that this would maintain that. It would keep it there. But it's insane to think that this thing is going down because, you know, you just always picture the Jazz being owned by the Miller family.
Yes.
But, you know, Greg stepped away from operating the team at some point to go into a different role. Obviously, Gail and her husband have a lot of things that they have going on that have to do with charities. And I think that the operations of a team and being able to take it to whatever the next level is that the NBA wants for ownership. I mean, the NBA is going to be crushed too, because they love the Jazz and they love the Miller family and what they've done for the NBA.
Yes.
In terms of a sale price, no idea, but it's definitely not going to be $8 billion.
Yeah.
The Yankees won't be sold for $8 billion. But I mean, it is going to be in there. I bet it's above.
Seemed astronomical to me.
Right. Yeah. I bet it's north of that $1.5 billion, to be quite honest. And you're asking about like how astronomical these numbers are. If you have the money, it is always a good investment. Like these people, these things only gain value, and they're only going to continue. And right now, here's where I'm going to throw a wrench in the works here, because, you know, this is, Qualtrics is based in Provo. They have headquarters in Provo. They also have a headquarters in Seattle. Dave, does Seattle currently have an NBA team? The answer is no. But that's just for me to put something in the back of Jazz fans' brains to
Alex,
kind of just make you a little bit uncomfortable today.
Can we dump Alex?
But
that was terrible. Why would you ever say that? That's the worst thing you've ever said. Now, I thought you were going in a direction of maybe they build a new arena down in Provo. Okay, maybe we can have that discussion. They're not moving to Seattle.
No, they do have a headquarters in Seattle. Yes.
Listen,
I'm just getting a press release now. We just got a press release to KSL about this sale. Do we want to go over that real quick? Because there's more involved in this than what we're talking about right now.
It's
from the Jazz, saying Gail Miller, of course, owner and chair of Larry H. Miller Group, and the Miller family announcing the sale, agreement to sell a majority interest in the Utah Jazz and other sports and entertainment properties to Ryan Smith, the co-founder of Utah-based Qualtrics. It'll include the Utah Jazz, Vivint Arena, the NBA G League Salt Lake City Stars, management of the AAA baseball affiliate, the Salt Lake Bees. So it's beyond the Jazz. It looks like the Millers are stepping away from their their stronghold in sports in Utah.
Yeah, Gail Miller continued. She said, I've known Ryan for several years and admire the values by which he and his wife Ashley live their lives. They have such love for and connection to Utah and this team because of our friendship and several high-level conversations over the years. Ryan recently approached the organization to inquire about the possibility of purchasing the Utah Jazz. Now, you'll remember when Deloy Hansen agreed to sell Real Salt Lake, Ryan Smith's name popped up. And he responded kind of this cryptic tweet, well, they have my number. He's been interested in sports. He's been a huge supporter of sports, especially high school, college, BYU has benefited greatly from his support. So not a surprise to me, Alex, at all, that Ryan Smith was able to get into this conversation in sports because he's been involved for a very, very long time.
Well, and you know, one of the unique things of the Miller ownership has always been that they've also owned the arena. And so being able to have that as part of like that incentive for Ryan Smith and to be able to do this, it's a massive deal. I mean, but I can't stress enough, like this is a guy who's already at every game, it seems like, anyway. You recognize him if you see him. The flat-brimmed hat, you know, everybody who's ever seen any, you've seen him in the Five for the Fight commercials. People know who this guy is, even if they don't know who he is. You know what I mean? And he's going to be more of a public figure, obviously, now because he's, if he's owning the Utah Jazz, but he's a guy who's already been involved, you know, at executive decision, you know, making levels of the Jazz organization already. I mean, all the players, I mean, he's always texting with the players. They know this guy. They know who, So we kind of had this kind of quasi, not ownership, but really this really involved relationship with the Jazz already. It makes sense. And if Gail Miller signs off on it, you know that they're not going to leave. And you know this guy's probably going to take care of the team for a long, long time.
Alex, I just want to make sure our listeners who are just jumping in the car right now, tuning in, know that we are talking about the pending sale of the Utah Jazz. Just announced moments ago, Dave Cott, a tweet about it. And here we are talking about this. Apparently a press conference is going to happen at 10 o'clock this morning, we believe, where this will be announced. It's not just the Jazz. It's also the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA ball club. What are they? The farm team of the Angels, if I'm remembering right. So that's part of this deal as well, as well as Vivint Smart Home Arena. Alex, if I am a fan, and I am a fan of the Jazz, but if I'm one of the tens of thousands of fans, will I notice anything at all in this transition? Will anything be different?
If anything happens with the changeover here in ownership, it will be because Ryan Smith is already kind of putting his vision forward, and it will only be positive, I think. I think that the Miller family has had their hand in so many things, and the Jazz has been number one. And now I think it just is, it's got to be so big and it's got to be so much. Ryan Smith, I think, is going to take everything to the next level. I'm confident in it because this is a person who is of this community. So if people are worried about the Jazz selling and going somewhere else, that's not going to happen. I think that they were looking for somebody to sell the team to who were the same like-minded type person that the Millers would be and that the NBA would trust with the Jazz.
Alex, I was absolutely sick when I first heard about it. My producer, Andrew Hull, came in and said, Dave, they're selling the Jazz. And I was absolutely sick about it until I heard Ryan Smith. That was the one person where I have no worries.
Yeah, and I think that's the feeling. Again, the Millers only do things to benefit this community, it seems like, right?
Yes.
They put it in the community trust because of that same, idea of, hey, we don't want this thing to be sold off and just to be owned by somebody in, another country and then have it moved to a bigger city or any of those things. That's not the case with this. But it's good for the Jazz. It's going to be some visibility. There are going to be a lot of things that the Jazz are on that cusp, Dave. I mean, you know about it. It's just this just win, baby attitude. You have to win to be able to get that attention. And I think that the Jazz are on that cusp of going to that next level. And putting some new, young, and smart blood into it that is, Utah-based is a massive move. And it's sad for us because we love the Millers so much. But they're smart. They make the best decision for the community. I think it's going to be a great one.
I'm a bigger baseball fan than I am a basketball fan. In all honesty, do the Bees stay here? Do they keep does Ryan keep the Bees in Salt Lake City?
No idea, except for the fact that the Bees are like this little niche, amazing little AAA team that always do well, for a AAA team, from a AAA standpoint. Major League or Minor League Baseball got hit really hard this year because they got shut down totally. But no, I don't think so. They have a stadium in place, and it's a beautiful setting. It's a beautiful location. And I don't think that changes at all. Those agreements between affiliations of AAA teams change periodically, but the Angels love the Bees.
Alex Carey, thank you so much. I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it on your show today. This is huge news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Millers are selling the Jazz, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Also, the Jazz have released a press release confirming this. We have Ben Anderson that's joining us right now from KSL Sports. Ben, this, for me, came out of left field. This was the biggest shock to me. What was your reaction when you first heard it?
Yeah, certainly a major surprise, considering the team was put in the family trust only a couple of years ago.
Right.
That was designed to keep the team in the state of Utah. Now, I don't think this is a threat because Ryan Smith is from Provo or is from the state of Utah. seems to have a ton of interest in growing here and keeping the team here. I would imagine that's going to be announced at the press conference, which is coming up in about 10 minutes. But yeah, that's an absolute shocker. I mean, this is a family that's been involved with the NBA and has loved owning the Jazz in the state of Utah, I mean, my entire life. And I think that's probably the case for most Jazz fans.
Ben, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us as this news is breaking. We're getting notifications left and right on my cell phone here about this sale. It's huge news for a lot of fans, but I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Alex. Will they really notice a difference? I want to talk about things like, will ticket prices go down? I don't know, will the popcorn be a little more affordable? What's your take on what fans will notice, or will they notice any change?
I suspect early on you won't see major changes. I do think you're going to see a more youthful approach and maybe a more aggressive approach, which is what has happened in the NBA when you've seen some of these younger owners take over. I know you've had him on your show, Mark Cuban, kind of laid the blueprint for how this is going to work, having a little bit more aggression in a good way, having a little bit more attention, being a little bit more hands-on as an owner. That's speculation at this point, but I would suspect that will be the case with Ryan Miller. And it's probably going to have to do more with what the team looks like, what their social media looks like, what their kind of relationship with the community looks like, where the Millers have been kind of passive. They take a back seat. They really hire people and let them do their jobs within the organization. I would imagine you see a little bit more control from ownership now.
Ben, I know you only have a couple minutes left, but I want to touch on this. The Jazz are looking into the future a little bit. They're going to have to make huge investments, hundreds of millions of dollars, in just a few players, whether it's Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell. There's a huge financial investment in the players that they have coming up this year or in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's going to be interesting about this. We know the NBA lost a bunch of money this season because of the COVID pandemic that cost them $1.5 billion, or they fell $1.5 billion short of what their projected earnings were going to be this year. And now you have these huge contracts coming up. I do think, I mean, the NBA is safe and the Utah Jazz are safe, but I do think ownership is going to get a little bit harder in the NBA in the next couple of seasons because of this financial loss. And I do think that might have been part of the reason why the Jazz were willing to step aside. That could have helped as far as a motivating factor to push it over the top. But, you know, these are big decisions the Jazz have to make. I would suspect Ryan Miller has a very serious interest in seeing this team win games. I don't get the impression, from my understanding of him, his desire to buy Real Salt Lake that he had expressed earlier this year. I don't get the impression he's looking at doing this the cheap way.
Ben Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to have your work cut out for you all day long as you follow this story. But Debbie, I was looking back at how many NBA teams have been sold recently. The Jazz ownership is the third oldest. Only the Chicago Bulls and Indiana Pacers have not had an ownership change. The Jazz purchased by the Millers completely in 1986, $24 million, and now they're valued at nearly $1.5 billion.
We don't know what the exact sale price is. Apparently, the alert I got a little earlier from one of our competitors dropped into my phone. It's probably way off base, but I had at least asked the question of Alex Carey and you. So we're going to continue to look into that. Dave, I've always appreciated the fact that the Jazz felt locally owned.
Yes.
And I always appreciated the stronghold that the Miller family had in our community. And, you know, just the charitable, the charity that they became throughout our community, that they, I felt like it was a team of often, you know, goodwill off the court. And it wasn't always about what was going on the court.
Definitely. Definitely. I think there was a standard to play for the Utah Jazz that the Millers set. Now, there's a few things that the Millers brought to the Utah Jazz that is incredibly unique. Number one, their loyalty. The Millers are known for loyalty. It's why they had Jerry Sloan coaching for 20 years when there were opportunities to fire him or change the direction of the team. They have a reputation across the league of being extremely loyal to the fan base, loyal to their players, loyal to their coaches. And Debbie, the asking price is really, really interesting to me. because they're valued at $1.5 billion right now. But let me just tell you, the last three teams that were sold, the Brooklyn Nets, the Houston Rockets, and the Los Angeles Clippers, all sold for over $2 billion. Hmm. Now, Brooklyn, Houston, L.A., those are much bigger markets. But to give you an idea, the Brooklyn Nets, $2.3 billion. The Rockets, $2.2 billion. The Clippers, $2 billion. So don't be surprised at all if the asking price or what the Jazz are being sold for is a staggering number.
The press conference is at what time, Dave?
10 o'clock. In fact, just minutes from now, we'll definitely go to it live and
we'll
find out.
We'll carry that live. My question, I guess, for you is, again, the same question that I've been asking Ben, that I've asked Alex. Will we notice a difference as fans? And then my next question to you is, will this result in what I can guarantee you 100% of Utah Jazz fans want, and that is an NBA title?
That's a great point, Debbie. You hit on some very important things. Will the fans see a difference? Yes, in several ways. I think it is going to look different. There's definitely going to be a jolt of energy, an influx of money. This is one thing where I think we will see a huge difference. The Millers were very, very responsible. Responsible with the money, responsible with their investments, with what they paid their players. Now, without diving too deeply into the numbers, there's a luxury tax that the Millers said they would not go into. Basically, where you're paying a penalty for the amount that you're spending on your team. They were not willing to spend money without pulling on the reins. I don't know if that's Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith may very well open up the checkbook and just pay players regardless of the penalties that the NBA has in place. So you could see huge money, a huge influx in the money that's being spent for players, the willingness to overpay players just to get them to Utah. That is something that I wouldn't be at all surprised to see.
It's not only the Utah Jazz, it's also Vivint Smart Home Arena. It is the Salt Lake City Stars, and also the management of the AAA baseball club, Salt Lake Bees. Yeah, which is where I've spent so much of my summers, Dave, is at the stadium there, just at the ballpark there, watching the Bees play. And it's such community there that I would hate to see that team move. But it sounds like, from what we heard from Alex Carey of KSL's On Arrival, that it's firmly planted in Salt Lake City as well.
Yes, and the Jazz just threw in millions and millions of dollars to renovate Vivint Arena. It is a much different experience when you go to a ball game just over the last couple of years. So I wouldn't expect there to be massive changes. They're not going to change where the Jazz play. They just redid Vivint. They just dumped in a bunch of money there. So I don't envision much of a change other than I think they're going to end up spending more money for the Jazz. Huge news. We'll continue to follow this story all day long. We expect to hear from the Miller family around 10 o'clock. As soon as that press conference starts, we'll go to that live. But again, huge news. The Utah Jazz, first reported by ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Jazz are being sold by the Millers to Ryan Smith, the founder of Qualtrics. The price, north of $1.6 billion, according to Woj. Wow, huge.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts.